This is Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood. China has very strict food and consumer safety laws. Companies can be fined thousands of dollars for things like expired foods or poor labeling. And whoever reports those infractions can actually get a reward. And where there is economic incentive, there will be a market. In this case, professional shoppers who are on the hunt for bad food. Here's Marketplace's China correspondent Jennifer Pak shopping in Beijing.
Wang Hai calls himself a market scavenger. His hunting ground is at supermarkets like this one at an upmarket mall. He picks up a tiny red container, bird's nest soup, a delicacy people eat for good health and skin, on sale for $68.
This bird's nest soup contains 99% sugar water. We've tested it before.
We turn onto an aisle filled with imported foods, generally thought to be better than local products. But Wang Hai says import doesn't always mean safe. Last year, he took a TV news team to check imported biscuits at supermarkets in southern China.
The expiration date on these biscuits shows 2018. But once we use an ultraviolet light, we can see the original date beneath. The products expired 2 years earlier, in 2016.
When Wang Hai finds or gets consumer tips about bad or fake goods, he buys in bulk and demands compensation from the retailer. He's been doing this since the mid-90s, when China enacted its first consumer protection law with a punitive clause.
If the consumer finds there is fraud when buying a product or service, then the consumer is entitled to a full refund, plus compensation equal to the price of the item.
And if it's a food product, the compensation is now up to 10 times the price. Plus, whistleblowers can also get a reward for alerting regulators, which is problematic, says Jake Parker with the U.S.-China Business Council in Beijing.
One of our companies gave us an example of an employee that would enter into the store. They used a chemical solvent to remove the expiration dates on bottles of alcohol.
And the food safety law has very strict guidelines about expiration dates.
The individual who discovered this problem reported it to the company, sought money from the company with a threat that they would take this information to the local food safety regulator who would likely impose fines.
He says a fine is at least $14,000 for each infraction. And while the American company successfully fought back, it took a lot of time and money.
There are thousands of complaints like this every year.
But Wang Hai says that's not how he operates. He says he's in the business of consumer rights protection, which he finds weak in China.
Because many company bosses are the National People's Congress representatives who make the laws.
His team has uncovered fake alcohol, fake sales, even fake hospitals. And exposing these scams has earned him a good sum, almost $900,000, just for finding shops that carry smuggled beef.
If the money was for one person, that would be considered a lot. But I have a team of 20 people. The office rent is $74,000 a year, and we have to hire lawyers, pay for travel. All of that costs money.
He's lobbying the government to give whistleblowers even bigger rewards. In Beijing, I'm Jennifer Pak for Marketplace.